I'm Tamsin Wong with a roundup of the week's headlines. Following local elections, council leader-elect Chris Shaw has promised to hit the ground running after meeting with the local authority's chief executive to discuss his future position. This is the first time the party have maintained control in 8 years. Labour leader Shaw says his main priority is to review the budget as charges are ridiculously high. An inquest at Cleethorpes Town Hall heard how father of four, Craig Boomarsh, drowned in Alexandra Dock, fleeing from police after burgling Q-World. Mr. Marsh, who was under the influence of alcohol and drugs, was found with £200 worth of stolen £1 and £2 coins inside his pockets. CCTV footage taken from Sainsbury's Boundary Road petrol station has been released by police of Adam Vincent's final moments just days before some of his body parts were found at Tetney Lock. Adam's family have made an emotional plea to anybody with further information on the whereabouts of his other body parts so they can have closure. His dad, Keith Vincent, said, "We want to get on with his funeral and get some sort of closure." Parents of a child born with a rare genetic disorder are trying to track down Grimsby's only other sufferer in order to learn more about the condition. Oliver Jebson, 3, was told that the chances of survival after 2 years were minimum, but has made remarkable progress. Birdseye's site, former site, still remains an eyesore for the town, and there are no plans as of yet to develop the site. Local councillors and residents are most saddened by the news. Arsonists who remain at large destroyed the factory in September 2007. Almost 100 jobs will be up for grabs in Grimsby as the town expands wind farm power in the North Sea. Centrica, which runs British Gas, have announced new plans and the firm signed a long-term lease. Our Kids Are More Than All Right campaign has received an overwhelming amount of support. Floods of high achievers and inspiring youth groups letters have come to the Grimsby Telegraph about young people all over the town. A Grimsby man represented the town at Westminster Abbey after he was chosen as one of the 6 ushers for the royal couple. Former Laceby man, Sergeant Major James Grantham, 35, escorted Prince William to the service. His mum, Jean Grosset, said she was the proudest mother in town. Keep reading the Grimsby Telegraph for further updates of these stories, or visit our website at www.thisisgrimsby.co.uk. We'll be back next week with the weekly roundup.